All right, 1380 WPHM, Tuesday morning, time to talk travel with Deanne Colon from St. Clair Travel. Deanne, good morning.
Good morning.
When we talk cruising, there's so many really hot destinations. Obviously, Alaska is a big one, but the Panama Canal has turned into kind of a big deal, hasn't it?
You know, I the older I get, the more people say to me, oh, I want to do the Panama Canal. I really want to go through the Panama Canal. And it's funny because it's a day.
Yeah.
You know, getting through all the locks.
Yeah.
And a lot of people will say, oh, you know, once you see them. But, you know, it really is an amazing thing to see.
I bet it is.
Is the canal. I know that they're adding on to it now and they're going to make it, I think, wider.
Oh, wow.
But right now, I think a lot of the cruise lines are really trying to figure out what they want to do. I know, like, Celebrity will go from Fort Lauderdale up to San Diego. So you go all the way through the lock.
Yeah.
And then you keep going, and then you can go up the coast of Mexico. Some go through the half a lock or part of the lock, and they turn around. It's so much money for these ships to go through.
Yeah.
So it really depends on how much time you have to get the full effect of it. You don't have to go through the whole thing. You can just do part of it.
Yeah.
But it really depends on how much time you have. But I think it's something that everybody should do.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like an amazing trip. And it was just the things you'd see there.
Well, yeah. The one thing that clients of mine went this year is, first you go and you stop in a couple stops along the way to in the Caribbean. So it's not just about going to the Panama Canal. Then once you get to I think it's Colon. Then you go through the Panama, you know, there's people standing there that are on tours that are looking at you and they're watching all of this, but there's, you're in such a tropical area where the monkeys are, where all the fun little creatures are that you don't always get to see when you're in the tropics, like in the Caribbean. These are more tropical. So they have a lot of tours from the ship that you get to go and see that and do more of a jungle tour. And I think that's part of what's kind of enticing, because you can see the country of Panama, but you don't have to stay there for more than a few days.
Right, right.
You know, and Panama is becoming one of the quickest growing Central American countries for tourism.
Mm.
So it would be a great stop. But then after that, of course, you get to spend the whole day in the locks and getting to view that. Then you're going to go up the coast. And you're going to go as far down, you're going to be in Central America for a couple stops. And then you're in Puerto Vallarta, Cabo San Lucas, all the popular cities that people want to see on the Pacific side coast. And then, of course, end up in San Diego, which everyone loves San Diego.
So how long of a trip would this be?
These are 15 days you go all the way through.
Okay.
So imagine this. In the winter, you want to maybe go down to Florida for a month or 2 months. I actually had friends that just did this past year. They went through the canal to San Diego and then back.
Oh,
so
boy.
For 30 days, that was their winter getaway from Michigan.
Yeah.
And they got a heck of a deal because they didn't, they gave them a deal on the second half of the trip.
Okay.
Because you were staying on board. And there was quite a few people that were doing that.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
No, I didn't know a deal like that could be had. And really, when you think about it, these cruise ships are so big and diverse, and there's so much to do even on the ship.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if you haven't been on a cruise ship, I think the thought is, well, I can't imagine being on a boat that long. Well, it's like being in a city for that long.
Yeah. Well, you know, what they had said is they had met people that play cards.
Mm-hmm.
So there was days they didn't sit outside. They didn't go to the pool. They went and they played cards all day.
Yeah.
And then there was other times there was a cigar bar. And there's actually a lot of stuff on a ship that we don't even get to see because there's so much offered.
Mm-hmm.
They actually take advantage of it.
Yeah.
When you get that whole sheet in the morning of what's there to do, they get to go through it because they have time to do that.
Yeah, most cruises, it's like, well, we've only got 3 days or 5 days, so let's just pick and choose. Yeah, we got a month. We can do anything we want.
And
that's a great idea.
I was shocked to hear. I mean, there was at least 10, 15 couples that did that.
I'll be darned.
And so I'm kind of thinking, all right, in January, and get this, you're going for whatever the price is, but all your meals are included. You could pay for the drink package if you need it. But if not, everything's already paid for.
Gee,
you're walking around and you're not costing any more money. So I think it's not a bad thought. And, you can do that in many different cruises, but this one would be one that would be really, really interesting.
Oh, yeah, be beautiful. Absolutely. It'd be a nice way to spend your winter.
Yeah, so if you're thinking of booking your winter vacation and maybe don't want to be in a rainy condo in Florida, you may want to go on a cruise.
That sounds good. If somebody wants to book that trip, what do they need to do?
Call St. Clair Travel at 810-329-7163.